So I have my eclipse glasses on right now. The moon is about, I'd say, 40% covering the sun right now. There's like a slight cloud cover here, but I can see the sun and with this little bite taken out just perfectly through my, you know, eclipse special sunglasses, which I hope you all have been using. You know, astronomers say that the difference between this, between 40% or 80% or even 99% and 100% totality and coverage is everything. What people around the North Country thought of totality, that's today's story of the day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Pearsall Wealth Management at UBS Wealth Management USA, subsidiary UBS AG, member FINRA SIPC, 1 Broad Street, Glens Falls.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Monday, April 8th, Eclipse Day, and here was the moment of totality at Marcy Field in Keene.
Wow!
Hundreds, maybe thousands of people watched the eclipse there. People laughed, whooped, and cried all over the North Country. Today, scenes of totality. The biggest crowds were in the Adirondacks. In Saranac Lake, Emily Russell watched with hundreds of other folks along the shore of Lake Flower and sent this audio postcard.
Neil Oza drove all the way up for the eclipse from Washington, D.C. He was actually headed to Vermont, but then
saw this beautiful scenery. I'm like, nope, I'm going to stop here. This looks good to me. And clearly it was good for the dog, too.
What's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Naya.
Oza is wearing a NASA hat. He's got a digital camera pointed to the sky. The hope is to capture a time lapse of the eclipse. Oza has never seen a total solar eclipse, but he marvels when he talks about the expanse above us.
Well, anytime I look at the skies, I always feel like in awe, because there's a sense of like we're so minuscule compared to the size and scope of the things that are happening up there. And just in the grand scope of things, you know, we're small and inconsequential, and yet we're the same in some ways, right? We come from the same dust that makes the moon and the same helium and hydrogen that makes the sun. Fundamentally, we're the same elements. And so it's just, you know, great perspective that we're all kind of one with nature.
Down the shore, a man is leaning over what looks like a rectangular harp. He's playing the instrument with thin wooden mallets.
I'm Alex Van Abel, and I'm from Middletown, Connecticut, and I have a hammered dulcimer here with me today. And it is a very travelable instrument, and it's a unique instrument. I like it a lot, and it's good for playing outside, and it seems well-suited to an eclipse event specifically.
Other folks here have guitars, a ukulele. There's clearly something about a total eclipse that inspires music and art.
I'm Sandra Hildreth, and I'm from Saranac Lake, New York. I'm a plein air painter, which means I paint outdoors on location, and that's exactly what I'm doing. During the eclipse, I want to record what it looks like at the moment it happens. I tell people I experience with my paintbrush. Anytime I go out hiking or paddling and I paint, that's all part of my experience. So this is how I'm experiencing this total eclipse.
As we get closer to totality, the light here along the lake turns faint. The shadows take on a golden tint to them. It's getting really dark here and cold. Everybody's got their glasses on. They're looking up at the sky. There it is. Oh my God, this is magical. My heart is racing. I've never seen totality before, and it brings me to tears to see the light turn to dark, to see the halo of the sun against the moon.
Is that Venus?
Yeah, that's Venus.
Yeah, we can see Venus.
There, yeah, that's Jupiter right there.
Wow. The few minutes of totality fly by.
Oh, wow. It's coming back. Oh, my God. Wow. Oh my gosh. Wow. Right after the total solar eclipse, I'm Emily Russell for North Country Public Radio.
A couple thousand people gathered for a big festival with the Adirondack Observatory at the elementary school in Tupper Lake. Amateur astronomers set up telescopes and cameras with solar filters, including NASA ambassador Marty McGuire, who had never seen a total eclipse before. He told Monica Sandreski, who decided to drive up to Tupper at the last minute yesterday.
With this amateur astronomy as a hobby, looking up to the stars in the sky is just a passion. And I love sharing that passion with other people, letting them see the moon through my telescope for the first time or see the sun up close, sharing that moment because it means so much to me. My first telescope, the first thing I pointed at, I thought was a star. And this is maybe 20 years ago. I thought it was a star. It turned out to be Saturn, and I could see the rings of Saturn. And it was a moving moment. And
you're tearing up right now, thinking of it.
And that sticks with you. My fascination only increased from there, and I upgraded my telescope so I could see more and do more. And then in 2017, I applied to be an ambassador for NASA to further my contribution to the community and share my excitement and passion for all of this. Space flight, astronomy, you name it.
You've said you've never seen a total eclipse.
Not a total. I've seen several partial eclipses, but never a total. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime. I may never travel to somewhere as close as this again to see a total. All right, got everything recording for a couple different views. Want to hear the crowd's excitement. It's noticeably getting dimmer now. Full battery. Make sure everything... Oh, I'm like a nervous... Whoa! Here we go. It's the... I can see prominences. And the corona. Woohoo! There's Jupiter! There's Venus! Wow! Here it's coming off the other side. Here we go! Wow. I never thought I could see all that. I never thought we'd be able to see the corona today with all the clouds and everything. I never thought we'd see prominences with my own eyes. I thought I'd have to have a special telescope for that. This is perfect here. Oh, God. I can't believe I saw that.
What are you feeling?
I don't know that there's any adequate words to describe how I'm feeling right now.
That was NASA ambassador and amateur astronomer Marty McGuire out on the field at the elementary school in Tupper Lake. He spoke with Monica Sandreski. One of the few schools in the North Country that was open today was Herman DeKalb. Catherine Wheeler was there, and she sat with some seventh graders on the soccer field as the moon slowly overtook the sun.
I can't. It's happening. Yeah,
it's happening.
It's happening.
Oh, my God.
It looks like the thing, like the shelf of taco beside the bottom.
Yeah, it's like the top of the taco, the topping.
Yeah.
It's almost totality, like in the next minute or so.
It's so close. The school lights will turn on.
I'm so scared right now.
Oh, no. It's almost gone. It's gone.
Take it off.
It looks like the crust of a pizza.
It looks so pretty.
Kids at Herman DeKalb hanging for totality with Catherine Wheeler. Music today by Caitlin Kelly of Lake Placid. What an amazing day today. Tomorrow, just normal, and we'll be there for it. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.